From Columbia, South Carolina, it's time for the Don't Bet On It podcast. Welcome to Don't Bet On It. We've got a packed show for you today. Fellas, it is rivalry week. Huh?
Dun, dun, dun.
Pretty excited about the week.
One of my favorite weeks of the year. We got Thanksgiving, tons of college football, and some NFL. There's a bunch of games in the docket today here on the show, and we've also got some segments later, including your favorites, Can't Hide It, and even another edition of Crickets. I'm hoping it's not me. It's probably me. Is it probably me?
It's got to be.
Probably Adam.
All right. Before we get started, we've got a review of last week's pick results, and spoiler alert, it's not as great as week one. So what do we got, Stir?
I'm just going to go alphabetical again. Adam was below 500 again, so he stays hovering around the 43% clip. Brett had a pretty decent week. He's at 63% for the season in first place. Clayton drops to 48% after a real bad week.
Yikes.
NHL pick did not hit this week.
Yikes.
Squeak was not at the pod, but sent his picks remotely and crushed it at 8-3, 61% for the season. Stir, I've had better. I was 4-7, and I'm at an even 50% clip for the season. Trevis was 5-6, and only drops to 57%. So Brett, Squeak, and Trevis are in the money. Adam, Clayton, Stir are poor.
For the record, we posted Squeak's picks in the pod comments. So they were definitely legit, and I believe the guy was 4-0 in college football last week. So
yeah, I mean, if y'all are listening to the pod, you definitely want to listen to what I have to say. I don't know about these other guys.
At least in college football.
Yeah, I mean, I'm killing college football right now. You probably want to listen up to what I have to say in this segment.
I mean, 63% for Brett and 61 for Squeak is pretty good.
Very solid.
It's not bad. It's not bad. All right, I know you guys don't want to talk about it, but our parlay. So we had
0-3.
Did we do a parlay?
We did a parlay. Our week one parlay, absolute cash, nailed it. Mm-hmm. Last week we had Vancouver Canucks, Clayton. Uh-huh. We had the under in Chiefs Rams. We'll get to why that's bullshit. That doesn't count in just a second. And then our third game was West Virginia. That one could have gone either way. The Canucks, I think, barely lost.
4-3.
Was the Canucks, was that Sunday night?
We're going to take
Saturday night.
Okay. I think we should take a mulligan because the game at the time that we recorded was in Mexico. We had altitude. We had a shitty, mushy field.
Basically a cow pasture.
I was certainly concerned about the altitude when we picked that.
So. Yeah. I mean, obviously we're such professionals that really mattered. It got moved to LA and then obviously everybody
basically
saw
a Rams happened. Home game. That's not fair for the over.
Absolute bloodbath. We'll do better this week. Maybe not.
Don't bet on it.
Yeah. All right. So let's see. I guess we go ahead and get into college football. We'll do it. We got a veritable smorgasbord of college football games on the slate this week. Rivalry week, as we said, started off with number 4 Michigan at number 10 Ohio State. Big Ten matchup. Ohio State is a +4 over-under set at 56. We got a noon matchup. Clay, what do you think?
This should be arguably the best rivalry in college football. I guess we could argue us down here in the South think we have a better one. This is going to be a really good game. I'm excited to watch it. It's at 12 noon for me. That seems kind of strange that the game's at noon, but it seems like they always play it there. Both teams are 10-1. The game's in Ohio State, number 4 Michigan, number 10 Ohio State. Couple guys real quick. Michigan, Shea Patterson, transfer from Ole Miss last year.
Shea Magic
playing pretty well. Kerryon Higdon's running the ball well. And Dante Peoples-Jones is catching everything. Ohio State's big guns, Dwayne Haskin, passer, runner.
Who's a lot better than I thought he was.
He's like a mixture of JT Barrett and
Cordarrelle.
Thank you, Patterson. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Cordarrelle had kind of a hose, but he got.
I think it's Cardell. I think it's
Corduroy.
I'm thinking
Oshkosh. Cardell Jones used to play. He used to play for Tennessee.
We'll edit that. That out.
I know, Adam.
But not actually edit it out.
Adam, I appreciate that because I really was.
You know what? I meant.
Great effort.
Dwayne Haskin.
This crickets next week for me, isn't it?
No. You helped me out on that one. J.K. Dobbins running it for them and K.J. Hill catching it. I've gone back and forth. The current winning streak for this is Ohio State's won 6 in a row. Almost positive.
Does that mean Harbaugh's never beat Ohio State, right?
Correct.
Yikes.
Man, I think this might be a first time that I really didn't make up my mind until I'm the one starting to speak. It's Michigan's -4.
Yeah.
Michigan's finally going to get it done. They're going to play in the playoffs. They have to win this play in the playoffs. And they have a Big Ten championship game after that. I'm going to take Michigan -4, yep. And they're going to see themselves in the playoffs this year.
Ugh. If there were a game where both teams could lose, this would be the game for
me.
Both coaches. I hate both programs. And I'm pretty sure that the Gamecocks in the past decade or so are undefeated against both teams.
Yeah. Or 4-0, I think.
With multiple victories. Just beat
Michigan last year.
So I don't like Harbaugh because I think he's a try-hard. I don't like Meyer because I think he's a slimy, just a terrible human being. Games at the Big House, and they're a dog. At Ohio State. I'm taking Ohio
Horseshoe.
State. Okay. Yeah, the Horseshoe. Just because I hate this game. Give me the Buckeyes, though.
Stir, I'm gonna agree with you. I think being in... If it was the other way around, if Michigan was slightly out of the playoff picture right now, they might be able to get it done. But I think the pressure of Michigan being already guaranteed in the playoff is going to be a little too much for them to handle. And like Urban Meyer or not, which I do not like Urban Meyer, I think that he does have a penchant for doing well in bigger games, even though they squeaked by Maryland last week. But I think Ohio State's gonna probably cover, and I think they might win the game outright.
The winner of this game will be playing Northwestern in the Big Ten championship game.
Wow, what a matchup.
I had to look that up real quick. Just want to make sure the matchup will be Northwestern.
That's almost as daunting as the Pittsburgh Panthers in the ACC championship.
Northwestern 7-4.
Yeah, I think Michigan actually gets it done this week. I don't like Urban Meyer. He almost had a heart attack, last week?
Yeah. 3 or 4,
He struggled.
Only when they were doing bad.
Yeah. In the post game after the W, he was
good. Yeah, he was perfect.
Just looking
fine.
For a beer.
Yeah. But it looked like he had some kind of migraine halfway through the game or something.
It looked like he was puking between his knees a couple times.
Yeah, I mean, it was just unreal. But Michigan's playing good defense. I think they get it done. I'm going to take Michigan and give the point.
All right. Trev, what do you got, babe?
I agree with Stir on just hate both these teams. This is just a terrible, terrible rivalry, in my opinion, Clay. I'm sorry. I just think it's not that good. But these Michigan games are always at 12 o'clock. I don't know what's up with that. But
it's because of the weather, because it's so cold? Is that a thing?
Maybe. It's because the blue hairs up there get out that time of day.
Yeah. They may not have lights yet. They may have not got that.
It's the Big Ten.
They may not.
But Michigan has been just throwing some points up lately, and Ohio State's just so inconsistent. Gave up 51 points to Maryland, lost to Purdue. I'm taking Michigan.
Well, all right, moving on. We got number 6, Oklahoma, at number 9, West Virginia. West Virginia coming off of an L.
Tough L.
West Virginia is +1.5 at home. Home dog, over under set at
84.
Holy shnikes.
We unanimously took West Virginia last week.
Yeah.
Defense optional in this game.
8 o'clock game on ESPN. Squeak, what do you think?
This is going to be the definition of a shootout. I mean, we thought we had points in the Kansas City Rams game. This could beat that because they do not play defense in that conference. With old Dana, wild hair and all.
The kingpin.
Love the haircut.
You want to go win the game? Let's go win the game.
Let's go win the game.
I think with Kyler Murray at Oklahoma, they say he's tightened up the Heisman race on Tua.
I'm a fan.
So I think Oklahoma gets it done, covers the point. I'm going to take Oklahoma.
Yikes. West Virginia getting cucked on at home, you know?
I love it.
I tell you, this game just screams over. I feel like this is going to be a 55-54 game, so I'm taking the over.
Every week you see these Big 12 games and you see these high point totals.
And then
you see the damn score and you're like, why would you not bet it?
I've got a reoccurring theme with mine, I guess, this week is teams that are still in the playoff hunt. I'm a big guy about playing for something. And actually, yeah. You know, I mean, obviously we're all playing to win and we're playing for a conference championship. But if Oklahoma wants any chance to be in the playoffs, which that in the end of the day is where we're trying to get as a college football team, you're trying to get in the Final Four. It's a big game for them. Kyler Murray is going to get it done for me. I'm on Oklahoma.
I'm going Oklahoma as well. Given a point and a half, pretty much a pick 'em. Kyler Murray is absolutely electric with the ball and throwing the football. Big baseball guy. So give me the Sooners. I think they get it done at West Virginia. And I think that with Ohio State winning, this is a Friday game, by the way. This is a Friday evening game. Me just preface that. So they won't know the outcome of that Michigan-Ohio State game. But I think that if they get that done and Ohio State takes care of business at home against Michigan, Oklahoma has a shot to slide into that fourth spot, especially knowing that a Georgia or Alabama loss might give them another opportunity. DJ, play it.
Sterling, I'm going to hate to have to disagree with you.
Uh-oh, with a little soundtrack. Golly.
I don't want to make it dramatic.
He's got a Daniel Boone hat on, guys.
My Dana Holgorsen, although we took an L, this is the week that the Mountaineers get it back together at home.
It's the haircut for you, isn't it?
Kyler Murray, is that the guy? He transferred from A&M, right?
Correct.
Don't like him. Seems like a quitter to me.
First round baseball pick.
Will Greer, his alleged steroid use was a crock of shit at Florida.
Also a quitter from Florida. Or they'd kick him out.
I mean, they kicked him out. Wow. Dana welcomed him with open arms.
He didn't quit steroids.
Will Muschamp recruit.
Give me West Virginia, obviously, all day, every day.
Turn that shit at home.
Off. My phone does not work. West Virginia. Ugh. Give it to me.
Let's go out west.
Ugh, Pac-12. Look, we barely like to talk Big Ten. We really don't like to talk Pac-12.
I don't like to talk Pac-12 because I never see the games. They start at 11:30 p.m.
Yeah. Well, lucky for you, this is a Friday evening game at 8:30 p.m.
I'm excited.
Post Thanksgiving,
another Friday night game.
Mm-hmm. This might be my 12
Natties.
Yeah.
We got number 18 Washington at number 8 Washington State. Sounds weird to even say that. Washington State -3 over and under set at 49. 8:30 game on Fox in where is Washington State? I always see the
Tacoma.
Pullman, Washington. There you go. Jeez.
Is this called the Apple Cup? Is that what they call it?
Still? I don't know.
Yeah.
Correct.
I got Mike Leach versus Chris Peterson. Ugh. Chris Peterson, for some reason, I still don't like because it took him 30 years to leave Boise State with like nine, and then he goes to Washington. Mm-hmm. Of all the jobs he was offered over the years. Washington State's on a roll right now. 7 wins in a row. Their only loss was week 4 to Southern Cal by a field goal. I don't know.
That's a bad Southern Cal team, though.
Yeah, Pac-12 in general is obviously trash, like we said. Gardner Minshew, the Washington State quarterback, throws the ball over the yard to the tune of 400 yards a game, almost 400 yards a game.
Mustache City. Have you seen the guy's mustache?
Oh, yeah. Have you seen the promotion? They're sending writers fake stashes his Heisman candidacy.
I like it.
You would.
That's Leach, baby.
A little gimmicky, that's cool.
Gimmicky.
Boys, we've got 70% rain and snow at game time.
Whoa.
Okay. Better you would think that usually means better rushing team has an advantage, right? Well, they both suck at running the ball. So I'm going to take Mike Leach, actually, despite the weather. He's loose. The Cougs are clicking, and they're going to cover. I think it's close, but I think they'll cover the 3. And maybe, if you got it, this is maybe a don't bet on it. Maybe the under. Take the under. Sorry, that's also a can't hide it. Maybe I can't hide it. Take the under.
Doesn't Washington have that great running back? Or is he still banged up?
I don't know.
I think he's playing.
Is he playing? Yeah, I mean, if that goes to your theory of the whole running the ball is better in the...
Miles Gaskin?
Yeah.
Yeah, him.
He was there last year. He was good.
I'm taking Mike Leach all day.
God, I hate y'all.
And him. Washington State. And the point. I mean, I'm giving the 3.5.
I hate you guys.
Washington just bores me to death, to be honest with you. So I'd rather watch the game just to watch Mike Leach.
This one's pretty easy for me. Washington State's record, what is that, 10-1?
Correct.
Yep. Against the spread, also 10-1.
Are you serious?
I am taking Washington State.
Research, baby.
Research.
Yeah, quick and easy for me. Another motivation game. This winner of this game plays for the Pac-12 championship game. So Washington State at home, I can't tell you the last time they played in the Pac-12 championship game.
Who's on the other side of that?
It's going to be
these are division rivals.
Utah.
Utah, okay.
Utah right. At 8-3. Not bad.
Yep.
So another motivation game for me. Shocker. Washington State -3 for me.
Okay.
This is stir. I hate Mike Leach. I think Washington State will cover, but I will not pick them on sheer hatred. I will take the over. So I'm on the other end of the spectrum from you guys taking the weather. I know you're a big weather guy, Adam, but I'm going to take the over because I still think that they sling it around the yard because that's all Mike Leach knows is to throw the football.
It's true.
Even when they're up, when they're down, that's all right. That's all right.
So
I think
you're up in Washington State scores
40 by themselves. Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
guys, let's get back to real football. Can we do that?
Yeah. So anyway, give me the over there.
Auburn at #1 Alabama, Iron Bowl. Auburn looks like shit this year, but this game, no matter what, kind of like a lot of rivalries, is always a pretty good game. We got Alabama is a -24.5, which is a lot of points, generous, I think. Over under set at 52.5. This is the 3:30 CBS game of the week.
Pretty crazy line there. I went back and looked at the, you know, how Vegas will do the preseason lines, what the lines would be for them.
Yeah.
Vegas had this game, Alabama, -9.
Wow, it's moved.
It has slightly moved. This game, of course, you got Tua and on his way to the Heisman, 31 touchdowns this year. And their stud wide receiver, Jerry Jeudy, 1,000 yards on the year and 10 touchdowns. Guys, he's the next Julio Jones, I think.
I love him.
Jerry Jeudy. He is good. Yeah. For Auburn, I mean, they got Jarrett Stidham. I mean, he sounds like a wrestler. So he's maybe he's got a career there. Another key stat, Alabama in their last three games have given up 17 points. Wow. Those 17 points given up to the Citadel last week. shut out Bulldogs. LSU. Shut out Mississippi State. I tell you, for my boy, my next door neighbor, my boy Chris, I'm taking Alabama.
Wow.
Roll Tide.
Very nice. 24 points Alabama's given up. They got to give Auburn maybe double 24 points for them to come close to covering Auburn. Jarrett Stidham, not going to spend a whole lot of time, but real quick. Everybody remember when he came to Alabama from Baylor? Auburn from Baylor, and it was just like, this guy's going to win so many Heisman's in the Gus Malzahn offense. And
probably won some Heisman's too, you know what I'm saying?
I was thinking that was going to be an edit, but hey, he probably actually has won a lot of those.
There you go.
I just, every year we hype people up. Jarrett Stidham gets hyped up all the time.
System quarterback.
I thought Shea in Michigan was going to be like that too, but he seems to have turned the corner.
Yeah. Right. Alabama -24.5 for me.
I'm going to go a little against the grain here, and I think this game is closer than a lot of people think just due to the rivalry. The fact that it's in Bama, at Bama, makes me think that Bama will win the game and comfortably, but I don't think 24.5 points is what they get. I say they win by 14-17, and I think Bama takes care of business this week, but it is closer than most people will think.
I've heard quite a few people say you do not win money gambling betting against Alabama. So short and sweet, Alabama will cover, obviously. I think they're going to cover and then some. That's how it's going
to
go.
Just to circle back, that was me taking Auburn.
Yeah, yeah.
Alabama 7-4 against the spread this year.
Not bad. Pretty good.
7-4 against the spread? Well, they make it 8-4 this week.
What a segue.
Because Bama covers the 24.5. I would almost go with the over. Also, just on Tua's ability, I mean, if he's still healthy, he's kind of been carrying that leg around a little bit. Mm-hmm. But, I think it's a probably should have taken the over, really. I mean, I think Bama probably puts up 40 on them.
All right.
And they win pretty easy.
Let's get to the final matchup of this segment. And guys, we're gonna actually not totally skip the NFL, but since it's rivalry week and we got so many great games, our final segment is going to be college football also. So stick around for more matchups at the end of the podcast.
Love the setup we have today.
We got our final matchup for segment one here. Our South Carolina Gamecocks at number two, Clemson. Clemson is minus 26.5. Dabo and the boys over under set at 58.5 at night with the stupid ass strobe lights, strip lights around the stadium blinking every time we got the ball. Stir, where are we?
Well, let's get personal for just a minute before we choose this.
It's going to be good.
I've heard this week some rumblings from Venables and Dabo that there's some hatred and sometimes they don't feel safe from different Clemson fans. They don't feel safe at Williams-Brice. Are you kidding me with that? You guys have heard that, correct?
I've been in a Clemson game where people were getting maced on the field.
You know they get to leave the stadium at halftime and get more drunk.
Yeah, right.
Without another reentry ticket.
And I can guarantee you there's parts of stadiums and areas where if you do the wrong thing, it's unsafe anywhere. Yeah. But you can't tell me that you feel unsafe going to a football game at Williams-Brice Stadium.
That's crazy.
Any more than you could going to a game at Death Valley in Clemson. However, getting back to the on-field stuff, as much as I hate Clemson, they're real damn good.
Yeah.
Trevor Lawrence appears to be the real deal. They apparently still have the same four linemen they've had for the past decade. Been graded
Do they
out
come
as
back this
been
year?
Graded out as first know, rounders you know, for a decade.
Business.
Dabo's
selling them snake oil. Clemson's really good. I think the Gamecocks will score against Clemson. I think Jake Bentley's been really, really good. Yeah, there you go. Really good the past 3.5 games. I just don't think we can stop them. We're pretty banged up in the secondary and we're pretty limited to start with. You know, they're not very good, you know, to begin with. So being limited with some injuries hurts even more. So I'm calling the shootout and I'm not going to choose Clemson. I'm going to take the over. And I think it's a pretty easy over, actually.
I think I took Clemson in the spread on episode one, maybe. I think I got some shit for
yes, you did,
rightfully so. Clemson, yeah, but as much as I think that Clemson is the much stronger team here, I'm gonna take the Gamecocks in the 26.5.
Damn, I love it.
I don't know why, but I think that if you combine Jake's games that he's played the past couple weeks, he's been pretty efficient. Maybe this is year three of him playing Clemson, so maybe he'll shake off the jitters that he's had. It seems like in the Clemson game, he's always kind of, I don't know.
At their place, his freshman year, he was way too pumped.
Over his head. You could definitely tell
I think
that.
He's had enough big games, enough road games where he can kind of hopefully dial in. If we can hold on to the damn ball for once in our lives, run with some sort of efficiency. We could maybe make it respectable.
We'll need a turnover to even keep it.
Turnovers is something maybe somehow, we're going to need a lot of help to win the game. But I think we can cover the 26.5.
How about Mon Denson and A.J. Turner doing it last week? Without
Mon Denson's look good.
Tyson or Rico.
The offensive line for the second half of the year has been tremendous, it must be said, because I was banging on them the first half of the season. Yeah.
I think Jake's been playing well. Hopefully we don't shrink on offense mentally. Like
no drops and
just drops true. And the game being too big for us, kind of like the Georgia game, how it kind of got out of hand quick on us. I think we can score and maybe hang around. I think we cover the 26.5.
Loved it.
Big stat guy here, Adam.
Stat of the day.
Big stat guy. So reading a recent survey of Clemson fans at Walmart. 0% of Clemson fans do enjoy reverse cowgirl.
Wow,
what a stat. Because they do not like to turn their back on the family. I am taking the Gamecocks and the money line, but don't bet on it.
Rivalry week.
Wow. All right, Travis, I don't think we can end segment one.
I can't say another
any
thing.
Better than that. We'll be back after this. Oh, Clay Vegas. I'm so sorry, man. I thought you went first.
Biggest South Carolina fan on the podcast.
Listen.
Maybe we already had you penciled in where you were going to. I'm sorry.
I know you didn't.
We
mean
basically
to,
just mailed your pick in.
Well, we are. Well,
let's
let me
hear
just,
the analysis.
Yeah.
Though.
Well, I was. You know, give listen.
Every, why are you picking board. The Gamecocks?
If you listen to this podcast, you know that I never in my life picked Clemson in anything. I think I said Chutes and Ladders last week. I think is what I said.
Hell of a game.
But heck of a game.
Quick 2 second story. When we were in college, Trevis was taunting people at Clemson for losing the blood drive. So, yeah.
My man,
we
he does that.
Never that's lose rivalry. The blood drive. What's the overrunner on that?
Back to the game real fast.
38 points.
We've already said all of it, and I'm glad that we all mentioned it because I was too. Jake Bentley has thrown for 945 yards last three games, 8 touchdowns, 1 interception.
Great stats, Clint.
He's playing really well, and I know we were kind of running a little bit short on time in this segment, but you just watch him, and he's just – you see he almost wants to pass the ball somewhere, but he takes the check down. Yeah. He wants to go deep, but he takes the guy.
He's point guarding now.
He's point guarding now. And I don't know what happened, but and I hear it now. People listen to this. Oh, you played Chattanooga. Oh, you played Ole Miss. Played a really, really good Florida defense down there. And he just found the guy and made the plays and not too big of plays. We can't get ahead of ourselves this game. It's a huge spread. If we want a chance to win this game, we can't win the game in the first quarter.
But you can lose it in the first.
You can lose it hard in the first quarter. Go up. Probably not going to get the ball first. They're going to get the ball first. Stop them to 3 points. Get some momentum going and take it minute by minute. I mean, I'm not trying to be dramatic, but minute by minute. No, you know, no shock here.
You have
Gamecocks,
to in a game like this.
You have to. They're a great team. I'll say that again because I know we got a lot of Clemson listeners here. Clemson, phenomenal team. D-line, great. Yep. Trevor Lawrence is the real deal. True freshman doing all he can do. Obviously, I'm taking Carolina plus 26.5. Love to see us win. Be rooting all night. Probably, I'll probably start a little early on Saturday.
So, just a little bit.
You know, just a little bit.
7 p.m. kick. Yep. Oh, boy.
Plus 26.5 for me for the Gamecocks.
A quick update, Adam. Also, from my daughter's school, Carolina did win the canned food drive.
Oh, so, damn. 2-0.
So that's 2-0. Looking good taste, for my Gamecocks.
Get a taste, Tigers. And with that, we are going to take it to our middle segment, which in the past has been a little footy and some fun segments. We got Crickets and Can't Hide It. And Sterling, just a little teaser, has a little analysis on his favorite team, Chelsea. London, I think, is that a Chelsea shirt? No? What is that? No, it's not.
This is Derby County.
And then Crickets, I don't think it's going to be me, but I hear that it's going to be me. So, yeah, we'll get there in just a second. See you in a minute.
Since 1971, the team at Meeting Street Motors has been serving West Columbia with your pre-owned car needs. New this week is a 2011 Honda Element. With only 143,000 miles, this car is loaded and comes equipped with four-wheel drive. It can be yours for only $89.95. Or come test drive our 2008 Toyota 4Runner Limited. It's absolutely loaded with four-wheel drive, a third row, and a sunroof. Priced at a steal at only $98.50. Come on by and see Don and the gang and drive away in your new vehicle. Follow us on Facebook or Instagram for daily deals.
All right, let's get into some footy. Crickets, Can't Hide It. We got all kinds of stuff coming up here. Before we get started, we're going to plug our Twitter handle. Trevis, what do we got?
That's going to be at Don't Bet On It Pod. Follow us and go ahead and set your tweet alerts on so that you get the text message whenever we tweet. You can follow us and feel all of our gifts and learn about all of our picks.
Is it gifts or gifs?
Gifts.
I think it's gifts, but I don't
I'm
know.
Saying
don't
bet I think on it's it. Technically
it
gifs.
It is gifs, but I'll never say that.
I absolutely not. Never will say that. Sterling, Chelsea, your Chelsea. Mm. You're in and Brett's Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? Trevis's Chelsea?
Uh-huh.
Good Lord.
Big Chelsea guy here.
Oh, my God. What do we got, buddy?
We got a London Derby. I love saying Derby, by the way.
Derby?
Even though it's an E.
It's Derby.
Again, I feel like every podcast we mention Wembley Stadium, but we are again at Wembley Stadium. Chelsea at Tottenham. Big London Derby. Chelsea currently in third place in the league table with 28 points. Tottenham right behind them on their heels. In fourth place with 27 points.
Liverpool ahead of both of them.
Anyway, Chelsea playing. Both teams playing well. Chelsea still unbeaten across all competitions this season. Only team in all of Europe to say that.
Not a big deal.
But Tottenham looking threatening. Harry Kane with a big winner this week in international fixtures. Christian Eriksen is back healthy, so he'll be playing. This game for me can go a lot of different ways. Again, it's at Wembley, but that's not really a home field for Spurs. So Give me Chelsea, but I could see the draw. Hazard's back. He played both international fixtures for Belgium this week, so he's good to go. I'm a little scared of Chelsea's striking situation.
Morata's
so hot and cold. Giroud's
not very good.
No, he's hot and cold. Okay. More goals than Lukaku this year. It's a fact. And Firmino combined.
Oh boy.
But Harry Kane is a difference maker as well. So, like I said, he can win the game by himself. I do like the fact that he played 90 minutes the other day. So hopefully he's tired.
He's a soccer player. He runs a lot regardless.
He does. So we'll see. I'm going Chelsea because I'll never go Spurs ever. You can say it.
I don't want to say it. I think I'm going to have to take Chelsea also. Spurs have looked not great lately. Like it or not, I guess Morata's been playing good.
Mm-hmm. You're not playing bad.
Oh, Adan Azar.
Best player in the world.
Whenever he gets going with his little legs,
it's special, man.
And he gets in the box and he can't touch him.
Just, yeah,
it's sure. It if is, you touch it, him, is it's a penalty. Sight, it is a sight to behold. So I guess I'll take Chelsea.
Had a babe? My man.
I mean, do they play at any other stadium
than Wembley?
Like,
I know.
At all?
I know.
Like, in any soccer game in England? Like,
there are other stadiums.
It seems like that's the only stadium they have in the entire country.
Yep.
I hope they both lose, but that's not an option.
You can choose the draw. It's on the table.
But I am going to go with the draw. Maybe a 1-1 draw.
Okay.
Maybe. That's what I'm hoping for anyway. I could see maybe a Chelsea tilt 2-1, unfortunately, but I think I'm going to take the draw.
We always give Sterling a hard time. I really do appreciate Sterling's footy knowledge. I think he doesn't bring that back with me for my NHL knowledge, but I will give him props.
It's not a two-way street.
It's not a two-way street. I'm okay with that. I think last week Brett was saying that Sterling is born and raised from Atlanta, Georgia.
That's correct.
But as he always likes to point out, that his father is originally from
Whitney, England.
Thank you. Fun fact, Sterling didn't mention Sterling's father is in town this week.
He is in town.
So it'll be a Sterling versus Mr. Dye.
Wow.
I do know his first name. Adrian. We play fantasy. Adrian, I apologize.
I didn't mention it because he's a Spurs fan.
So he's a Spurs fan.
That's correct.
So we got son Sterling,
house
Adrian.
Divided.
What day is this game?
This game is Sunday at 12:30. So it's on NBC primetime game.
Maybe I should go on down to K Avenue and see what this thing is going to do. You know,
you might, because it might pop off.
I'm excited for that. All right, back to my pick real quick, and it's going to be real quick. Both really, really, really good teams. Maybe Everton one day can be as good as these two teams. It's a draw for me. It's going to be 2-2.
2-2 draw. All right.
Adam, this game comes down to the goal, and by the goal, I mean the two big men down low, David Robinson and Tim Duncan. I hate to say it, but I think they're going to do a triple-double, and I'm going to go ahead and go with the over on 0.5 bats that Manu Ginobili slaps out of the air.
Travis, this is the Tottenham Spurs, not
Greg
the San Antonio
Popovich.
Yeah, I got the Spurs. I know, yeah.
I know Greg Popovich does sound very European, but he is not the manager for the Tottenham Hotspurs.
I feel like none of you are listening to any of us talk here.
Trev's got the Spurs.
So was that a Spurs pick?
Wait. Whoa. Trev, you picked the Spurs?
I am 0-2 in soccer this year, so I will.
You're picking against
the Spurs.
You're picking against your Chelsea.
Stay with that.
I guess so.
Stay with that. Do it for the team.
Yeah, you got to stay.
Sorry to interrupt. Just making sure I heard that right.
Oh, my God.
All right, let's switch to MLS because that's the only worthwhile Premier League game this weekend. We got the New York Red Bulls at Atlanta United. At Atlanta United. Ooh, this is the first leg of the Eastern Conference Finals. Be brief here. It's at Atlanta. As we said, previous pod, electric environment. Hopefully, Darlington Nagbe is back. He did not play for U.S. this week, so hopefully he's there in the middle. I think Atlanta United win this one, but I think it's slim, 1-0. And then they'll face New York next week in New York to see who goes to the conference finals.
I'm going to recuse myself from this pick.
Smart.
Because this is a trash league. And
I think we have to have you on record for something. Oh, are we right, boys?
Is that Mercedes Benz?
Give me Atlanta.
All right, thank you.
Guy needs all the picks he can get to help that percentage.
Is this the second leg?
First leg.
First leg. Yeah. So we're going to the
starting off first leg
conference finals. Then maybe
this is the Eastern Conference Eastern final. I'm sorry, I meant the MLS finals.
I got you. Okay. Yeah. I mean, at home, Atlanta United, they win.
Five
pretty,
stripes.
Pretty close game. Like you said, 1-0. I'll take Atlanta.
Red Bulls, sugar-free Red Bulls, or what we got here? I don't know.
A little bit of Jaeger with it.
What is the over-under on this? Like 0.5?
two and a half.
Probably normal. 2.5 is standard.
In soccer, 2.5 normally.
2.5. Okay, I'm going to go over
That's
2.5.
That's a smart
half.
Pick. Could wow. be. Could be a good pick.
Over 2.5.
I've been told it's our Atlanta United, so I'm just going to continue with my Atlanta United at home and the Mercedes-Benz.
I think we're just drafted into having to
it's
to,
proximity. It's geography.
We got nothing else.
No.
I mean, you could be an Orlando fan. That's the next closest MLS town.
Yeah, maybe.
Yes, we could.
We'll see.
The guy wouldn't go down the street to watch a game. You think he's going to Orlando?
I'm not gonna watch MLS. If there was a team in my backyard on a weekly basis, I wouldn't watch them. Sadly, I've just been handed a note that I am, guys, I'm the crickets again this week.
I mean, is that a shocker? I mean,
apparently last week I said that Dino Babers' offense was electric.
I have the quote, Dino Babers should be in for a bigger job, and in quotations, absolutely electric offense.
All right, in my defense, the quarterback went down early, okay?
How many points did they score?
Six?
Zero? No.
Zero?
Less. No.
Three? More.
3 points.
That's a field goal.
I mean, it should be plug and play kind of system, right?
I'm going to take
this. This is what I get for Pontific.
I'm going to take up for you just a second. Dungy going down early in that game was huge. He's dual threat for them. I mean, they should have beat Clemson, and he was the reason why.
This is what I get for talking about ACC football.
Yeah. Talking about Syracuse.
You said
they're
absolutely
13th in the country.
It's Notre Dame. Everybody hates Notre Dame.
The bottom line is you can't say absolutely electric anything, and then they get 3 points. Whether they had the water boy playing quarterback.
The plus for Dino, he's got a great future ahead of him at Syracuse.
As long as the quarterback doesn't go down in the first series.
Maybe he gets out of Syracuse like next year.
Maybe I suck up to the host too much, but I mean, I'm with you on that one. That's a tough crickets for you, bud.
I tell you, Adam, I think on behalf of all the people on the podcast, I'm going to go ahead and hit the button here and ask for some crickets.
All right, here's the crickets. All right, yep, that's enough. That's enough.
Cut it off.
I'm going to try to go 3-0 next week on crickets because that's 2-0 for me
undefeated.
So far. Hey,
bet on the crickets.
Seriously.
Maybe it's something I already said. I really don't know. Oh, ooh. Wow.
What a
oppo on the cricket. Yeah, we'll see. All right. Can't hide it. Your favorite segment. When you got so much money, you don't know what to do with it. You can't hide it. You make these bets. Clayton, last week was a little bit of a problem. Your call in week one was
sorry.
An absolute winner last
Larry
week.
Very sorry last week.
Let you down. What do we got this week?
I can't, 1-1 on the season on the can't hide it for the NHL for me. So, I mean, you know, we're just getting started here.
You're losing.
Yeah. Well, I'm losing. You're right. Because on the money line in hockey, more times than not, you're, you know, risking more than you'd actually win.
I'm just saying 50-50 in Vegas, you lost money, right?
Yes. Yeah. unless I took an underdog.
Don't rub it in.
Well, I'm just saying.
I mean, if we're going to be specific, if it was an underdog that I took, it was not, then it would be. Could okay. be. Anyways. Right. So on to this week. I'm not going to lose my reputation as the hockey guy in Columbia, South Carolina. I'm not messing around. We got a game on Saturday night. It's the Philadelphia Flyers at the Toronto Maple Leafs. If you know anything about hockey, then the big free agent. Yeah, no.
Nope.
The big free agent signing this year was John Tavares from the Islanders. He now plays for the Maple Leafs.
I knew that.
Awesome.
Isn't he in a movie?
John Tavares?
Former center fielder for the Houston Astros?
Yeah. Sure.
That was Willie Tavares.
Yeah, there you go.
No.
Or is that a soccer player in there?
Could be across the board. Are we being racist?
I don't know.
I just think,
guys, this is an NHL.
I'm sorry.
Section. Let's just joking. Just joking. Yep. So it's the Maple Leafs are at home and the Flyers are coming to town. Maple Leafs own a great record of 15-6 right now. Flyers are just struggling 9-9. I won't belabor the point. If you look at the Flyers roster, it looks like something from NHL Ice 99. I mean, Claude Giroux, Sean Couturier, Wayne Simmonds is still on the Flyers. I think this is last year. Kind of hate to see it. John Tavares, Mitch Marner, Frederick Anderson in goal. This year he's 12-5. I mean, that's a solid start for them. Give me the Maple Leafs at home, 4-1 to bounce back on my NHL place.
Clay, can I ask you a question?
I love questions about hockey.
Is this the team with the gritty?
The Flyers have gritty. Okay, yes. The mascot.
Is that the big
orange thing? Can I take them? I want them just because of the mascot.
He just bet that it would be 4-1 against them.
I want the Flyers because of the mascot.
All right, well, it's going to be a
blowout.
We don't usually do a can't hide it around. This is just a pick.
This is a one-off. I want gritty.
We can certainly mark that down.
So, right. I mean, you're challenging Clayton. I mean,
I'm not challenging his NHL expertise.
It sounds like it.
I just want the mascot, and I like the name. He looks like a
fucking... Last time I checked, the mascot didn't score goals.
He looks like something that you dust the blinds with.
So... I mean, you might be on cricket. It's going against
I will risk being on cricket.
Resident NHL guy.
I will
you're
risk
going
that.
Against him.
I'm risking
San Jose Sharks.
I'm not going against crickets Clayton. For me.
You want to go ahead
and get gritty.
I get it.
Why don't you give us a score there, Stir?
He said 3-1.
Do they do touchdowns or field goals?
Yeah. Oh, boy. I'm on record for 4-1 Maple Leafs, by the way.
Just give me the hat trick.
4-1.
4-1? I'll do the opposite. I'll do 4-1 gritty.
Oh, boy. Gritty. We might have a crickets in the making.
Can't wait.
I can't wait
for
that.
For Adam's sake.
I have a can't hide it. I know we're not doing NFL this week because we have so many college football matchups, but I cannot help but want to bet Green Bay, Minnesota. Packers are coming to Minnesota this week in their beautiful indoor stadium. Vikes just took it on the chin from the Bears. The Vikings are only giving up 3.5, guys. I'm convinced Aaron Rodgers wants Mike McCarthy fired. I mean, how long is it? I mean,
that marriage is just going to be done, right? Aaron Rodgers runs that team, right?
He's a weirdo in real life. Like, his family hates him. He's dating Danica Patrick, who I think is kind of a weirdo too.
I'm pretty sure she's a robot.
He's just a weird guy all around. I think Mike McCarthy's not working for him. I'm not saying the Packers are going to tank, but they're not like. I know I said last week the Packers, this is when they make a five-game run.
Crickets.
You did say that last week.
If you got the money, take the Vikings at home. They're not winning the NFC North. I think the Bears are going to win the North.
Once again, we don't make picks here with that, but real quick, Aaron Rodgers, he's done with more with less this year. I mean, Randall Cobb is there, but no Jordy Nelson.
Jimmy Graham's been terrible.
And I got some guy named Valdonding Scatling or something that's playing wide receiver for them.
I mean, when are they going to surround that guy with some talent? I mean, you're talking about one of the better quarterbacks in the league.
This is what people don't understand. When you pay a quarterback that much, it's hard to surround him with stuff.
That's true. It's true.
Well, that's why some guys take that hometown discount so they can surround them. Anyway, they're not going to win the North. I think they're going to fight to stay in the wild card, the Vikings, that is. And I think the Vikings are going to win this game at home for sure. Moving on to...
Here's what I'm looking forward to here.
Golf, guys. We got golf. This is our first golf of the podcast ever.
In the winter.
Our resident golf expert, Squeak and Trev, got some golf analysis coming in hot. What do you got, guys?
Hey, just hit the links today. However...
What did we shoot? What did we shoot?
Two digits or three digits?
It was three digits.
We'll leave it there.
It was three digits. It was a little rough out there. But we got Phil Mickelson versus Tiger Woods on pay-per-view.
Oh, boy.
Vegas, high noon their time.
What's that cost?
I think it's $19.95.
Okay.
$20, something like that to get it.
Cannot hide that price.
I don't think they're allowing fans in the gallery. I think it's just going to be them and
weird
TV stuff. So I don't know.
They are mic'd up, though, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, they're mic'd up to talk some trash and whatnot, but... No galleries. It's going to be kind of weird.
Kind of strange.
Who's going to look for Tiger's ball when he hits in the woods?
Whoa!
Hey.
Whoa! Are they going to be riding golf carts or?
Oh,
or,
I think they walk for sure.
They're walking.
Yeah, I would assume.
I mean, they got to talk trash. I mean, a little bit. But and they can't hide it. I'm taking Tiger all day. They said, "How does Tiger get in Phil's head?" He said he's been in Phil's head for 20 years.
Long time.
I mean, he doesn't really need to talk trash. Tiger wins this.
Tiger.
Guys, it's been a long time coming today. It hasn't been said yet, but when we talk about Tiger Woods, we just have to use one word. He is so frat. There is
God,
this is just such
I thought we'd make it through the whole day, but
that's only one on the frat counter.
Did you see today where Phil and Tiger were at their press conference? And bet $100,000 that Phil bet $100,000 that he would birdie the first hole. And Tiger's response double it. And so
that's literally the definition of can't hide it.
That is literally the definition of can't. $200,000 on one golf hole.
Yeah. One hole. That will be worth watching alone. Tiger is minus 200 and Phil is plus 170. I mean, minus 200. You add minus 240 for the frat. I got Tiger.
Can we all just make a real quick?
Let's do it.
I'd like to make.
I'm going to spend 30 seconds on this. I think we talked about it off air. I'm not a Tiger hater. I am the guy who hates the Tiger is back.
Yeah.
Let the guy just come back. He was the best golfer.
He's definitely back.
But he is back.
He's back.
We don't have enough time for this. This might be a whole other segment.
He's back.
He didn't win one major last year.
Almost
he won
one four, though.
But how many guys on the tour have won majors? Come on, man. Just because he hasn't won a major, he's not back.
Brooks Koepka won two out of the four last year.
Okay.
Okay.
So he's got how many? How many has he got, though?
Total?
Yeah.
I think Brooks has. No, he has four or so. He's won
the U.S. Open. He's got a lot more to catch Tiger.
When's the last time Tiger Woods won a major?
2008.
But he's still back.
And it's 2000, almost 19?
He wins Augusta next year.
I'd love to put.
That's on record.
By the way, it's Koepka, I believe.
It is certainly not.
All right, let me just give you my two cents here.
I think we need to spend a lot more time on this whenever golf season
comes
around.
We'll come back around March or
so. That could get interesting. I'm the only anti-Tiger guy, I think, here.
Tiger normally has, you know, pretty good-looking girls around himself. Give me Tiger by a million.
Oh, Lord. My dad would be upset at me if I didn't take Tiger here. So this one's Tiger all the way. No sweat. Phil, get out of my face. Join the Legends Tour or whatever the hell it's called now at this point.
Senior Tour.
That is going to do it for the middle segment here. And we got some more college football coming at you here in just a second. Stick around. All right, let's get back into some college football. We had five pretty awesome matchups in the first segment, guys, but we're going to run through six more. The slate is overflowing today.
Rivalry
some
week.
People say.
A lot of good games to watch.
Rivalry week is the theme of today's podcast. We're going to start with number 13, Florida at Florida State. Florida State's a +5 over-under set at 52. Noon game on ABC. Clay Vegas. What do you think?
Yeah, another rivalry game. Obviously, that's the week we're talking about. Florida at Florida State, Tallahassee. Interesting note, the first jumped off the page of me. Florida State's 5-6. As you know, I'm a big, what are you playing for? Florida State could get 6-6 as a bowl game, which we know is huge.
Real tough early part of the season for Florida State.
Yeah.
They've shown some life.
That's true. They played well. Glad you brought that up. They actually did beat Boston College last week, 22-21. So a good win for Florida State. Beating a ranked Boston College team. I believe they were number 20 in the country when they beat them. Florida, us South Carolina fans have seen them play Jordan Scarlett, Samaje Perine, I think is his name. They're running the ball up and down the field.
I always say his name wrong. Perine?
Perine?
No, they say Perine.
Perine, okay, gotcha. Yeah, Perine. Gotcha.
I can't believe that's how you pronounce it.
Felipe Franks playing a lot better. A little interesting line, my man Squeak, talked about it. Florida -5.5. A little strange to me, which Brett would be yelling, what are you taking that line for? But I'll sink into it again. Florida -5.5 for me.
We're going to get Brett's picks, by the way, now that Clay brought Brett up. Brett's not here today with us on the podcast. He's going to send his picks in prior to posting so we can post them just like we did Squeaks last week. I'm pretty confident, and I'm going to predict Brett is picking a big upset in this game. I think he's definitely taking Florida State upset.
I could
definitely
see that as well.
I think he's definitely taking that. We'll see what happens, but I think that's what's going to happen.
He would be yelling right now, it's a trap.
It's a trap.
The line looks a little weird.
To hell with the trap.
Oh, boy.
A couple years ago, we were in Gainesville to see the Gamecocks play. We lost. I was leaving the stadium, and a young lady yelled at me, if you're not a Gator, you're Gator bait. And it's really stuck with me. So I'm going to end my analysis there. I'm going to take the Gators.
Yeah. I'm apparently Gator bait. Because I'm also going to take Florida State. I'm going to ride with Brett's theoretical pick. I think I'm right. I think Florida's right for an upset. So Florida State, give me the Seminoles at home. Home dog. Love home dogs.
Wow. I'm going to take a Florida SEC game. I mean, SEC team against ACC that's not very good. I'm taking back. SEC. I've been down there many a times. I'm pretty sure I was with Sterling whenever young lady said that.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Y'all after, hang out together after, and like not when the pod's going on?
I mean, after Percy Harvin and then proceeded to.
Oh, God.
I don't want to talk about it. Tim Tebow did things.
It's bad time.
Was that the rain game?
I don't want to talk about it. We sat in the rain for 52 to 6 or some shit?
The guy says he doesn't want to talk about it. Lord.
So I'm taking Florida. Even though it seems like a trap, I think they cover.
Florida ranked 11th in the country with 3 losses. Can you believe that? Hard to believe.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Can we say believe one more time?
It's the Urban Meyer effect.
Urban Meyer effect. I don't know what it is. I'm taking Florida.
I mean, that's a crazy matchup in my opinion, but we'll see how that one shakes out. State of Florida matchup. A lot of athletes in that game. Next game, we got number 15, Texas at Kansas. Plus 14.5 for Kansas. Over and under is 51. Squeak. What do you think, buddy?
So, new coach, Les Miles for Kansas.
Old Lesticles.
Does he have an influence for this game already? I mean, he's obviously not going to coach, but...
Okay, we have decided that he's not coaching, right?
I'm assuming
it's interim.
Who said he was coaching?
Well, I was asking that because we had this on. I know it's a rivalry. I'm just asking that... I mean,
is this a rivalry?
Is it?
When's Kansas been relevant?
They only win one game a year.
Didn't they go to the Orange Bowl?
Not unless they play that in basketball.
A few years back or something? No way. Maybe so, Kansas State, maybe?
Maybe so. Bill Snyder Family Stadium, shout out.
I mean, the only reason I'm taking this is because Texas ruins me every week. I just can't get away from it.
I mean,
it's Herman.
It really is. It's Herman.
It's Herman, yep.
I'm taking Texas to cover. I don't know why they wouldn't, but yep. I'm sure they'll bite me in the rear like normal.
Carry on, my wayward son. I'm taking Kansas.
Oh,
points.
My.
You guys are sick.
That's it, Trev? That's all you got? Okay, real quick for me, too. Texas, 8-3. Kansas, 3-8, which I think this might be their best season in a long time. 3 wins for Kansas. I mean, I'm not being facetious.
You guys
when
remember
I say
that fat bastard used to coach them?
Mangino
and Charlie Weiss. They just got some fats up there.
Mangino.
I mean,
man.
Kansas is cold. You got to eat to stay warm. Texas minus 14.5 for me. This is not even going to be close. This might be a bet the mortgage game, Texas.
I'm taking the over at over set at 51. I think that's the simple, easy pick there. So give me the over in that game.
I'll be quick. Texas covers. I think Texas covers. Kansas sucks. This one's quite the quandary, boys. LSU at A&M.
Here's your trap.
Night game at Kyle Field. A&M favored against the number 7 team in the country. I just don't get it. A&M, they've lost a couple on the road this year. The only L at home this year was to Dabo and the Clemson Tigers, which we're not going to get into that. LSU's won 7 in a row against the Aggies. 7 in a row. And I don't see any reason it should change now. Give me LSU minus 2.5 at home for the Aggies. I mean, they don't have a whole lot of firepower. I guess Mond is okay at quarterback.
Travion Williams, running back.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's Jimbo's first year. I mean, they've had some good moments, some bad moments. I think LSU is going to take it. No sweat on the 2.5. I think LSU will probably win by about 10. That's what I think.
Yeah, I'm gonna take LSU. I don't think A&M does have some firepower on offense. We've seen that as Carolina fans. LSU still plays great defense. I think they were a little held back by Alabama a couple weeks ago, but who wouldn't be against that defense and that team? I think LSU covers or takes the points and wins.
Yeah.
Texas A&M, 8-3 against the spread. However, for the sheer fact of wanting to hear a post-game Les Miles interview and the Go Tigers, I'm taking
Coach
LSU.
Coach O, you mean. Coach O.
Coach O.
I think these games come down to quarterback play. I think Joe Burrow is a solid quarterback in the SEC.
Name dropper.
I mean, I think he hands the ball off a lot, which they do at LSU. Kellen Mond is a really good player.
Sorry.
I'm just going to keep the theme. Listeners are going to say, Clayton, will you please shut up about the momentum? I can't. Every game just says something about playing for something. Jimbo Fisher is signed for a $75 million contract. Guys, $75 million for 10 years. He's really going to go 7-5 in his first year?
That's not his guys. I mean, at least he has an excuse.
Not his guys. I mean, listen, they are SEC talent. let's not act like the previous coach, Kevin Sumlin, was just recruiting nobodies. I'm taking the Aggies plus 2.5 at home. Kellen Mond's better than Joe Burrow.
Well,
over under at 47. Is that a trap? If it is, I'm falling in. Give me the over.
Yeah, it seems low.
Give me the over.
I'm just going to say it. We should say this post-meeting, post-pod. Sturt takes a lot of overs and unders.
Yeah.
We're going to have to limit him to it.
Yeah, I mean, at least two or three. Just kind of fits right.
I mean, this isn't against the spread pod, isn't it? I mean,
it's not against the spread. It's don't bet on it. You should not bet on the over if you like money.
I called him out on the pod. I'm sorry, but I think the guy doesn't ever pick a team to win the game.
Yeah, I mean, fits right.
We'll see. We got
four more. I picked the Flyers.
You picked Gritty.
You picked the fucking mascot.
Can't go wrong there, can you? He's undefeated.
We got three more games. Let's see what happens. All right. Georgia Tech. Ugh. Rambling wreck from Georgia Tech. Another ACC power. At number 5, Georgia. Georgia is a minus 17 over under set at 59.5. Noon game on SEC Network. Sterling, what do you think?
I'm going to take the I'm just kidding.
Oh, I knew it was coming.
The Bulldogs giving 17 between the hedges.
Easy.
I think Justin Fields gets some action in this game, and they try to keep their guys healthy for the SEC Championship against Alabama. So give me the Bulldogs, and I'll give you 17.
I think Georgia also has no sweat against Georgia Tech.
No, I'm hating the pick.
Run. Come on, man. The triple option, do they still run that down there?
They do.
Paul Johnson, Atlanta, Georgia Southern.
You know, whatever. This is one of those games where the defense has to prepare for one specific offense in the week, and then it's throwaway.
If you pin them back on first down, though, you beat the dog shit out of them.
Yeah. What a terrible offense to have to play before you play Alabama in the SEC Championship
game.
That's
true.
It's pretty aggravating.
Yeah, not a fun time.
Don't talk me out of it.
Nope, not trying to. Just
Georgia minus 17. I don't think it's enough points, despite the offense, despite the defensive preparation. I think Georgia's just got too much for them. Give me Georgia.
Georgia Tech's actually been able to put up some pretty good points this year in some of their games against ACC foes.
Watch, after talking shit, he's going to take an over, isn't he?
So I think they do score some games here, but SEC all the way, baby. Georgia covers easily.
Yeah, this game actually screams under, but it would be a good over there, sir. But my boys, Blake and Bart, I'm gonna pick Georgia. My buddies
Bart.
Here.
Blake those and Bart? Are those
Blake and Bart
frats?
Are both dogs. They're both frats. But we're going to go ahead and pick Georgia minus 17.
Well, the analysis there, Drew, with the dogs.
definitely bet on dog guy.
Georgia, big game next week for them, trying to get to the playoffs, SEC Championship game. They're going to take care of business against the Yellow Jackets. In Athens, I got the dogs.
All right. Pretty easy on that one there. Staying in the SEC, we got the Tennessee Volunteers at Vandy. Vandy coming off of a nice win last week.
Sure was.
Vandy is a minus 3.5 at home against Tennessee, which was surprising for me to see. This in-state matchup is usually the other way around, even though Tennessee's kind of sucked the past, decade? They still usually have a favor over Vandy, over under set at 50.5. Trev, what do you think?
I tell you, what are you playing for, Clay? Both teams are 5-6, want to go to a bowl. Clay Travis special, his law school versus his home school.
Oh, God.
This is a tough one here. I happen to know a lot about Clay Travis. But I think this game will come down, in honor of Brett not being here, to the kickers. And I feel like Tennessee is going to pooch one right, and Vandy's going to cover.
Wow. Wow.
Man, this game every year, I just feel like Tennessee should always be the team that should be better, but Vanderbilt seems to always do it. I'm taking Vanderbilt in this game.
Why? I'm just kidding.
No.
Give me Tennessee. Give me the Vols. I'll give you the – I guess I'm getting points here. Somehow they're – give me Tennessee. They get bowl eligible. But the over could be interesting as well. 50.5. Oh, but give me the Vols.
That game on Thanksgiving, by the way.
Is it?
It is.
Oh, boy.
Oh, nope. Sorry. That's the next game, Adam. My bad.
I can't even read right.
Wow. Travis is referring to the number 21 Mississippi State Bulldogs at Ole Miss. What is this one called?
Egg Bowl.
Is this the Egg Bowl?
You have skipped people again.
I didn't get in on that. Yep. I didn't get in on the Tennessee Vandy, but I mean, whatever.
Wow, I am so sorry.
Although the listeners should listen to me, as my record indicates,
he is 4-0.
I'm not a big Derek Mason fan. I think Tennessee does get bowl eligible in Pruitt's first year, so I will take Tennessee.
Mississippi State at Ole Miss. Ole Miss plus 11, over-under set at 59 on Thanksgiving. Trevis, on Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Night game. So when you're fat, stuffed, probably just waking up from a filthy
full
nap.
Full of wine.
We got a nice SEC matchup on the plate for you. Clay, what do you think, man?
I'm going to stick with a Thanksgiving theme here. This is going to be the game that you're going to watch. Like we say, if we're settling down, we're getting a little sleepy. According to WebMD.com, turkey has no more tryptophan amino acids than any other type of poultry. So
it's all a lie.
So it's sure, if you eat a lot of anything, you're going to get sleepy. Yeah. I don't know about you guys, but I know how to eat. And
I love naps.
I mean, so this game's not going to put you to bed. We've seen Ole Miss play up close and personal.
They can score.
The Gamecocks had their time with this offense. Jordan Tamu, Scotty Phillips, that guy was just everywhere against us. A.J. Brown, probably the best wide receiver in the SEC. I know Jerry Jeudy. I get it. A.J. Brown, electric. This is going to be a good game. Nick Fitzgerald, senior year for Mississippi State, runs it, passes it, does all the things. I'm taking Mississippi State in the Egg Bowl, minus 11.
Wow. Eggs up.
I want the Rebels.
Rebels?
I want the Rebels, and I want Land the points Shark. At home. I think they get it done.
I've watched Ole Miss a couple times this year, and their defense is definitely not the Land Sharks. Although when they make two plays a year, they do still do the Land Shark thing, and it's absolutely disgusting. Give me Mississippi State Bulldogs. Pretty easy, I think. I think more than plus 11.
Montez Sweat, Jeffrey Simmons on the defensive line. You want to talk about some
guys. They always
guys
got a couple guys.
That can get after the QB, Mr. Tamu.
If you ever pay attention to the NFL matchup, where they run through the teams at the beginning of the game, there's always a couple of Mississippi State guys that you never heard
Montez
of
that are making
some noise. So.
I feel real good about my Ole Miss pick now.
Give me the Dogs.
Actually, with the defense we got going out there for both teams, and Ole Miss's offense, I'm actually going to ride Sterling here, but go with the over.
Maybe take him to dinner first.
Over.
Maybe take him to dinner first.
Over 59?
I'm going to take the over on 59 on Thanksgiving.
A lot of points.
Night. 7:30. With Ole Miss.
We're all going to be tuned in.
I'm going to take the over with those offenses.
Let's go. All right.
Welcome
Mississippi
aboard.
Has lost 4 in a row. The game before that, they beat pitiful Arkansas. I think Mississippi State covers this one pretty easily.
All right. That is that's actually all the games we have on the slate for today. We do have our pod parlay. We are 1-1 on the pod parlay. I don't think you need to really hold that against us, because a parlay is a parlay.
We're profiting money.
I think we're definitely
are, for sure.
Because
we also got screwed on the parlay due to the game being moved from Mexico. So let's not talk about the other two.
We did lose the other two. So I think we can easily start off with this week's pod parlay. We can definitely add Georgia. I think we'll do Georgia minus 17.
Taking the Bulldogs.
What other one we got?
Go Tigers.
We got Wazoo.
Go Tigers.
Washington State.
Washington State, too.
Fighting Mike Leeches.
We all loved Washington State in the first segment. So
technically, I took the over, but yes.
Of course you did.
No one's surprised. I did like Washington State as well.
So Wazoo, Georgia.
Go Tigers.
Trevis, go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
Right. There's A&M minus 2.5 at home is ridiculous. Now that I'm saying it out loud, I'm setting myself up for a crickets just by saying that. Son of a bitch. So LSU, Georgia, Wazoo. That's our parlay of the week.
Didn't Clayton take A&M?
I wasn't going to bring it up.
Who cares?
Yeah, no.
Guy's wrong more than he's right.
No, on Don't Bet It Pod, we make a group decision, and I was in the minority. I'm cool with it. Okay, I'd like to make some money, boys. Let's do it.
That's what we call hedging.
That's right. We're going to hedge. I'm down with winning the parlay for giving up that game.
If you do hedge, though, don't bet on it.
Right. Do not bet on it. Theme of the podcast. With that, we're going to take it out. Thanks for listening. As we say at the end of every podcast, rate us, subscribe.
Follow us on Twitter, please.
Follow us on Twitter, Don't Bet On It Pod. our guy, our social media team, which is Sterling and Clayton.
You'll be able to tell.
Yeah. They have some good tweets and stuff that are usually relevant to our pod picks, so you know what's going on. Thanks for tuning in, and as always, have a great weekend.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Well, remember the guy who was a football star? He had it made with a name.